Good morning and welcome to Filtered. We are a daily digital diary entry on everything from leadership to wellness. I'm Megan Cassidy and I'm joined as always by Jamie Heaslip for our last episode of season one. If you've enjoyed the season, please rate, review, subscribe, and we will be back with season two. Keep an eye on loveindublin.com and loveind.ie, as well as our social media channels, for an update on that. Today, we're talking about bad days. Bad days are something that you have to expect on any sort of path, on anything that's worth achieving. It's usually hard won. And when I look at bad days, I look at the idea of constructive suffering. Constructive suffering is an important part of any journey. And if you look at Olympic athletes, if you look at anyone who's achieved anything significant, they have suffered constructively. Grit is something that has become very topical in the last few years. Having grit, not expecting things to come easily. There's suffering in every journey, whether it's running a 5K, writing a book. Any noble pursuit will have an element of suffering. And what we're definitely not trying to do today is figure out how to get rid of bad days or how to not have bad days. But what is a good thing to figure out is how not to let bad days turn into bad weeks, turn into bad months. Jamie, how do you do that?
If I had the answer for that, I'd be a very, very, very wealthy man. I think to your point there, we got to stop trying to avoid bad days altogether or live in a world where you think they don't exist and think in a world of comfort, because comfort, I think, makes you soft. And by soft, I mean, like, I use that analogy as in, like, take training, for example, right? If you train loads, you know, you'll put on muscle mass and you know, you'll probably lose body fat and you'll be, you know, for want of a better word, harder, right? In a physical sense, let's say. But if you don't train and you don't challenge your body, it will regress. You'll lose muscle mass. You'll put on body fat. Your rest and heart rate will go up. Blood, all this sort of stuff, right? So if you step out of that physical environment of your body, okay, or just your the physical part of your body, and let's talk about your mental part of your body. I mean, the same thing happens for that. You've got to challenge your brain to grow. First time when you're in school, you're learning something. The first time you see something new, you're like, what is this? I don't understand this. And then you work through the problem, you try and apply it to the situation, you try and get an understanding of it, and then slowly that idea or theory or whatever it is starts sinking in and becomes less and less of a challenge. You're able to build on top of that and build on top of that again. So I look at bad days as, look, yeah, they're shit. Okay. Some of them are particularly shit. But I think they're an essential part of the journey. And I think it's through suffering that we can come out the other side and grow. But unfortunately, not all suffering is the same. We know that, right? And we know people have it worse off than others. But I always love the phrase, it's always darkest before dawn, you know? And I think that's kind of maybe applicable to today's current environment and world right now, you know? But I don't have the answer, but what I do have is, like, when I, you know, we've talked about compound interest effect and a lot of that, like, a lot of it is sticking with the process. And sticking with trusting your process and knowing what works for you. You don't have to blindly follow it. You got to reassess it every so often. But the fact that you stick with it, like the atomic habits, you know, the aggregate of that effect can be huge for you down the line. And you can take the learnings from those bad days and add them to the good days. And hopefully you end up having more good than bad, basically.
Not to be all Pollyanna about it and, you know, turn every bad day into a beautiful flower. Like, there's definitely a skill that, you know, allows you to kind of sit with yourself on bad days, feel the bad feelings. You don't always have to run away with them or run away from them or turn them into something productive. But they usually are, incredibly fertile ground for insight, for learnings. When you think of anything that you're really confident in, like anything that I feel super confident in now, I can attribute at least 3 or 4 really bad days that got me to this confident point because of the insights. If you look at, say, public speaking, I have no problem with public speaking now, but there were days where I got such bad stage fright that the curtain had to come down, literally. And that is always the case for if you think now and you take a few seconds to think, what are you really confident with? Your confidence usually comes because you have firsthand experience of how bad it can go. And those bad days, and I know we come back to the same things, but repetition is key when it comes to learning. Stephen King puts his rejection slips up. He reframed his bad days as learnings. And I think that's what's key to building confidence in whatever area you want to be a leader or, you know, a change maker. You have to embrace those bad days as part of that journey.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you hit on something there. It's very important to acknowledge and recognize your feelings in those scenarios. And not go, I feel this way because. If you can catch it before that because moment and understand, like just kind of go, I'm feeling this. And recognize what you're feeling and give yourself that space. That's quite powerful because as that train of thought comes past you, you can then decide, do I hop on that train of thought? Because like, that's what thought is. It's just constantly coming and going, and you can jump on it and go with it. And that can bring you to negative town, right? Mm. Or you can recognize what you're feeling, let that emotion wash over you, let that train of thought go, and then give yourself the space to decide, okay, what journey do I want to go on here? Or what train do I want to jump on, essentially? I'll give you an example. When in games, for example, when I used to play, I would come off the field and I would very quickly just jot down how I felt emotionally from the game. Not ins and outs of technical stuff, like analytical stuff. It's like emotions, just an emotional dump, just go, bleh, there you go, right, onto a page. And then I'd come away from the game. I usually watched the game then later on that night. And when I watched the game, I watched it with the sound off. There might be the ref mic on, but there'd be no commentary. You'd hear the fan noise in the background, but that's only because it's through the ref mic. And you'd be watching it from, in rugby, you watch it from 4 angles. So you get the side on, the big view, the camera view of up close, and then you get the from behind view. And you're watching this very analytical process. You watch it once and you don't do anything. And then the next day you watch it again. And then that's when you start writing down notes and you compare where you were emotionally. And then you see, you're able to pick up patterns, you know what I mean? And you recognize that it's not as bad as you thought it was, for example. And, you know, yeah. Why was I walking the streets at 3 a.m. after that game feeling terrible when really like there's a couple of easily fixable things here and learnings to take moving forward. It's still crap. It still sucks at the time. And that's what I mean. You recognize the feeling and don't let it sit with you too long, but acknowledge it. But then recognize that for what it is. It's a feeling and decide how you want to think about it.
And doesn't the idea of patterns really brings us back full circle to that first question of how do you stop a bad day becoming a bad week, becoming a bad month? Recognizing your patterns of what are the bad habits you have when you feel like things are going badly. You always have a choice. You can choose to be a victim or you can choose to see it as a challenge that's worth overcoming. So if you are the type that when you have a bad day, you say, oh, you know what, I'm going to actually just have a glass of wine. I'm going to forget about my run. And if those are the things you do when you are faced with challenges, you're probably going to extend that bad time. Whereas if you know, okay, these are my things that get me out of a rut every time. If I force myself to go for a run, no matter what, I usually feel a bit better after it. It usually stops me dead in my bad habit track. So spotting those habits, spotting those patterns, recognizing the feelings that lead to bad patterns, And the key, what you've said there is key. You have a choice. You can interpret a situation whatever way you want. You can choose to interpret it as something that's a challenge that's going to, you know, make you stronger, not to use the cliche, but it, what doesn't kill you can make you stronger. Or you can choose to feel victimized. Take how we interpret,
like, so when an event happens, you decide how you interpret that event, right? Through whatever filter you're seeing it through, you internalize that. And then you decide how you feel about it, how you want to react about it. So there is a lot in your control to a certain degree. Yes, it might feel like emotions pop up and they're sometimes very, they're due to our kind of our monkey brain as such that it's just the instant reaction. And there's more signals coming from that, from going from our frontal lobe back, essentially, from our thinking brain back. But yeah, for want of a better word, you can definitely try and help frame how you see the scenario. It's not always easy. And sometimes it takes, like we said, repetition. Sometimes it takes, I think the skill is really recognizing what the triggers are for you and what it really means. And then in terms of like, sometimes you got to have a blowout, whatever that is, you know, and you, that's what you do. I'm not saying like we all just go around with the filter glasses on, you know what I mean? Sometimes you do need a blowout, but the trick is recognizing that's what it is, and that you kind of get back up on the horse then, and you take your lessons and you make a plan, you move forward.
Yep. Accepting control is truly the opposite of being a victim. And being a victim is very often relinquishing control, saying, this is happening to me. I have no control over this happening. You give your power to everyone else. You give your power to the situation. Taking control, recognizing you have a choice. And yes, if that choice is, I'm having a blowout, recognize it's your choice. It's in your control. So I think the two key takeaways are, embrace bad days, expect bad days, and remember that you have a choice and you have control on how you react to those bad days to stop them becoming self-perpetuating, falling into bad.
I wish on our last episode, we need to quickly turn this around and do something a lot more cheerful.
But isn't that cheerful that you have control? At any minute, you can change the course of your day. Any minute, by changing your mindset. And that's what this podcast is all about, because we cannot control what happens to us, what the day throws at us. We have to relinquish control of that. The only thing we have control on is our mindset and our interpretation.
You remember, join the CIA. What can you control? What can you influence? And what do you have to accept?
Yep. And, you know, this podcast isn't about, there's no key to happiness or, you know, a secret sauce that just makes you happy forever. And that's not even what we're trying to find. I think what it's really about is finding the processes that help you be a little bit happier every day. And it's, again, comes back to those incremental improvements.
Yeah. And you know, I think recognizing that you're not going to be happy every day, you know what I mean? But you know, you stack them up. You do a good bit of day stacking, and it will go your way. But you'd be foolish to think it happens quickly. You know, I think that's the problem. We have a bit of an on-demand culture right now with fucking Amazon Prime and instant likes on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I sound like I'm 85 years old saying that. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And we just have to reframe like how we use these tools and what they actually do for us versus what we are about and what we want. And look, that's a challenge. And the other thing as well, by the way, so just a caveat at all, is that you should always be constantly reassessing and checking your goals and checking your values and checking whatever your purpose or mission is, because sometimes your shit changes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, You know, when I walked out of the Mater Hospital back, not the Mater Hospital, sorry, Hollis Street, back in July 2018, you know, my life changed literally. One minute, you know, you're not responsible for a human. Literally, the next minute, you are now responsible for a human, and everything changes. You know what I mean? So there's different things along the course of your life that that change the direction you're going, or change your value system, or change, force change upon COVID. You know what I mean? We're in a constant state of disruption. So that's why you should constantly check your goals and check what you're about and make sure they're still aligned about what you're about.
Absolutely. I think that's a really nice positive note to finish season one on. And we're finishing season one as, you know, things are getting difficult for people and we're going into lockdown. But hopefully with the return of season two, we'll be in a position where we're seeing light at the end.
We are not responsible for COVID cases spreading. Just let's, I know the timeline sort of match up, but we're not responsible, okay?
We'll see everyone soon. And thanks so much, Jamie.
Take care.